Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. It's a delight to have you with us today, indeed. This is going to be pretty fascinating today because we're going to be talking to a freedom coach. It's the world of coaching we're journeying into. And, you know, there are lots of different coaches who do different things for you, help different aspects of your life, whether it's your business, your marital situation, your family life, could be your physical health, whatever it is. Somewhere, somebody is there to be able to give you help. And if you can connect with the right one, it can be life-changing and life-altering. I've heard it from so many who've really turned to a coach for help. So in any event, let me just point out, we're going to be talking to a freedom coach who is really kind of unique. And as a freedom coach, she says she guides her clients by shining the light for them, leading them on a journey back to their personal power and inner wisdom. And it's a place where they can transform overwhelmed states such as feeling lost, trapped, or empty into states of balance, composure, and vitality. She believes everybody has their own best resources right inside of them, and her goal is to guide them back to their true highest self, which you will find deep inside. To experience a complete holistic health and well-being, an understanding of the interrelation of all the body systems is necessary. And our guest, who's named Gina Gale Gray, her program integrates holistic modalities to work with every one of the parts, your mind, your body, and your soul. And it all combines to create balance, to repair, and energize each one while being mindful of the interconnectedness of each one of these systems. She teaches her clients, by the way, how to take responsibility for their own well-being by stepping inside their own mind, body, and soul in order to know what's needed to fully live in balance and freedom. She uses a number of therapies that you may be familiar with. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, as it's often referred to, is one of them. That process is to help clients find answers and create solutions by reprogramming any ways of thinking that may not be serving their highest self. She also teaches holistic nutrition, and a yoga lifestyle to help people learn to honor their bodies and kind of take back their own health care. Very important, very important. And finally, Gina uses an energy shifting and balancing modality, and it's known as the emotion code. It works. It really works. And in the process, Gina is able to help identify and remove negative energies in the form of trapped emotions within your body. And the process is very simple, but it's a powerful way to find and release trapped energies, which then results in astonishing improvements in emotional wellness and physical wellness too. Those are interesting words, but they work. I've talked to enough people who've experienced this, so there is definitely something to it. She's got a great philosophy, and that is to start with every client right where they are, because the change that they're going to experience can begin at any time. So she gives her clients the tools, and she then shows them how to fix themselves, because that's what you call true empowerment. Anyway, this is what we're going to be talking about today. Gina Gale Gray, her headquarters is in Grapevine, Texas, but it's her birthday right now around this area. Maybe today. And she's sitting in a glorious area out in Sedona, Arizona, between a couple of spas, where the weather is perfect, the skies are clear, and the view is unmistakable. It's just fascinating. And she said she wanted to do this for her birthday, to wake up in a fascinating place like Sedona. So let's welcome her, Gina Gale Gray, to Close Up Talk Radio. Gina, welcome. Nice to have you with us. Are you enjoying the day so far?
Yes, I am. And thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. That was very nice.
Thank you. Tell me a little, because I got everybody interested in Sedona and what's going on there. You told me what it was like before we went on. You described the weather. Tell everybody who's listening, make them envious by telling everybody what it's like where you are right now.
Oh, my goodness. If you've never been to Sedona and experienced the vortexes, I highly recommend it, especially for people who are in tune to the energetic world, because driving down in here, I drove from Texas, and driving down into Sedona, the entire community is a vortex in and of itself, and it was just an amazing experience. You're surrounded by these red rocks, these red mountains, and they're full of copper, which is a precious metal, and it's just a beautiful place. Lots of people are here enjoying all the things that you can find out about yourself here.
And what's the weather like there today? I know it's gorgeous, always sunny there. Describe it.
I would say it's in this probably 70, 75.
Yeah.
It's kind of different because the temperature is it lacks the humidity. The humidity from Texas is not here. So there's a nice breeze. The sunshine is just remarkable. As kids are in the pool, people are walking on the golf course. It's a nice place to be.
And is it today that your birthday? Or right around here, right?
My birthday was a week ago. It was a week ago on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you wanted to wake up on your 60th birthday, as you put it, in a place like Sedona. So you've been there for a little while. Well, let's talk about what you do. They must be missing you back in Grapevine because you're not there to help them out. And we need you to help your clients out. But by the way, I guess you could be helping your clients where you are now, because mostly you're doing it on Zoom or on telephone, right? Everybody else is.
That is exactly right. And I have been helping my clients while I'm in Sedona. So it's a nice mixture of doing my self work and learning more about myself, which always helps me to be a better guide for others. I can share the experiences that I'm having with them and give them an immediate new thing to try and apply to their own self-help. So it's been a wonderful experience.
What have you learned about yourself? One thing that you've learned about yourself that you didn't know or weren't aware of on this trip?
Well, thank you for asking that. Yesterday I had the honor of going and having my own aura and chakras photographed. And I had always heard about that special photography that can do that, and I always wanted to actually see. Because as a coach and as a freedom coach especially, I do a lot of energy work, a lot of things with the unseen, with our vibrational body. So it was wonderful to actually see the picture of my own chakras, and I was very happy to see that they are in alignment, because I've seen pictures of other people where maybe their heart chakra is off-center. It's literally off-center and not in alignment. And so I was happy to see that mine are exactly where they're supposed to be, and I also see that I have some work to do on specific ones. So that was the coolest experience so far.
You know, most people would not have a clue what you're talking about. It's photograph your chakras. Ask them where their chakras are, and they say, damned if I know.
It's time to learn.
It's true. I don't know where they are either. I know I got them, but I don't know where they are. I know it sounds funny, but it's serious. Anyway, let's talk about being a freedom coach. You know, as I pointed out, there are all kinds of coaches for every aspect of your life. What's a freedom coach? How do you describe a freedom coach?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I've been calling myself a freedom coach for quite a while now. So this is now the perfect time to be to be a freedom coach. My definition of freedom is the freedom to make your own choices and create your own reality in every aspect of your life. And that means mind, body, and soul. And people are realizing in today's world, especially, they're realizing that they're lacking freedom in several areas of their life, in several aspects. They're lacking mental freedom if they're allowing all the information that's coming into the system, into their mind, if they're allowing all of that to come from the outside world, technology. They're lacking freedom in their physical body if they're not in control of their own fitness level, their own energy level, their own body image, their nutritional quality, their strength, their flexibility, their health and wellness. And it goes to all the body parts. And what people have been living in for so long is a fragmented approach to their own being. And what I mean by that is our take our medicine profession, for example. There's a specialist for everything now, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And so with that fragmented approach, we've also taken a fragmented approach to our own being. We go and see this specialist for this need. We go and see this other specialist for this other need. And some people spend their entire lifetime seeking out the advice and you know, guidance from all of these people who really don't know them. And the true specialist lies within. Each individual on this planet is a unique individual, and the specialist that knows best is that individual. And the way I see it, that the soul is actually a pearl, and every human being on the planet has a pearl inside of them. And we all know what a pearl is, and we all know how pearls work and grow, I think. And everybody has a pearl within them, and they just ignore it. And some people go their entire life and never address and never polish and never grow their pearl. That's the soul. That's the soul body. And when we learn to reconnect with that and come back home to that, because it's a deep well of inner knowing, it knows everything that you need, everything you need mentally, everything you need physically, everything you need emotionally and spiritually. But rather than seeking the advice of our own knowing, we go to everyone else for advice and information. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and it's true. We do. So let's talk about what got you into being a freedom coach. I mean, there's so many questions to really ask about that, and I'm wondering, before we get into that, let me just ask you, how does someone know if they need the services of a freedom coach? What do they have to be feeling? You describe it, people who are overwhelmed and feeling lost or trapped or empty, they can use your services. But put it into, you know, what other ways would you serve, you know, describe it of what people are looking for who need a freedom coach?
Well, I start with every client with a series of questions. And the very first question is, if you look at your own life and if you look at it in separation of your mental and your physical and your emotional beings, is there an area in your life that you feel a lack of freedom? Or, for instance, with your physical body, we usually start with your physical body because it's dense. And everybody can understand their physical body needs because all of the senses are in tune to that. We know what's going on in our physical body. So if you're not happy with your current physical body weight or your energy or your willpower, self-control, strength, any of those things within your physical body, that's a great place to start. And unfortunately, today, the reason for a lot of people's unhappiness with their physical body is because their diet is not, they're not eating real food. It's as simple as that. And so I ask a lot of questions about what they're feeding their body nourishment. What is the food they're bringing in? Because everything that you put out, your energy, your weight, your physical motivation, all of those things are related to what you're bringing into your body. Food is energy. And, of course, the body itself is trillions of individual cells that provide the energy and function, have the body function every single day. So the importance of what we feed the body is can't be disregarded anymore. It's time to really take a look at that. So we start there, and I'll ask a series of questions. And more importantly, I ask you to ask yourself these questions and be completely honest, because people can lie to me, and they can lie to others. But when they sit down with my questionnaire and start answering the questions themselves, it's important to be really honest. You start there. Does that make sense?
Sure it does. You can't, yeah, you're not going to gain anything if you aren't honest and explain how you really are, feel. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Yeah. So, yeah, my signature program is called Journey Back to Me. And with the Journey Back to Me program, it's a 40-day commitment, and it's a 40-day commitment into yourself. So when I have a client that agrees to take the 40-day commitment because they believe that their health and well-being is worth it, we start the journey. And the journey starts the first 10 days is the physical body focus. So during that time, there's constant focus on everything coming into the physical body and everything going out, including your movements. What kind of movement are you doing? How did you nurture your body today? What did you feed your body today? The waters that you drink, how much water you drink, the colors of the foods that you bring in, because the typical American diet, I ask people, okay, look at a meal, look at your plate for a meal that you're eating and tell me how many colors of the rainbow are on that plate. And yellow cheese doesn't count as yellow. So
okay.
It does not. I'm talking about real food pigments. And real food pigment is really important because the diet, it's important to have the diet made up of whole real foods, organic whenever possible. So when we clean that up, that's things change right away with that. And that first 10 days is just an assessment of to teach people the relationship between what they're feeding their body, nourishment and hydration, what they're actually putting into their body and what's coming out of their body in the form of exercise and movement and energy to remind them that there really is a relationship there because people know this. Everybody knows these things. They've just forgotten. And then the next 10 days, we move to the emotional body work. And in the emotional body work, that's the time that we're going to answer the question, what am I here on this earth to feel? And so that's where we start for the next 10 days. We tune in to the emotional body. And that's that energetic body that you can't see. And it involves the chakras, and the chakras are the energy centers. So the emotional body is wrapped around the pearl of your soul. It's actually what gives the soul, that pearl, the iridescence. That's the emotional body is feeling. And as human beings, we have the gift of feeling our feelings. But again, in our domestication process, we've been taught and told not to feel and to put off feeling and to stuff feeling and to not feel. And that's created a lot of problems because it's disrupted the flow. And those emotions are energy in motion, and they're intended to flow and be given the attention as they come up. How do I feel about that? Whatever you hear, if you hear it on the news or if you hear it from your spouse or your boss or your mother or anyone that says something that sets something off in you, that's an emotion. And if it's not given the attention that it needs so it can flow on through, it becomes trapped. So that's where we do, we spend 10 days really focusing on feeling all of our feelings, and then I do the emotion code work and release the feelings that we identify that need to be released.
And that really does work, doesn't it, the emotion code? About people can be really bound up by emotions inside, and they don't know it. They just don't know it. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right. They do because, especially when they become trapped, because what I mean by when I say lost, trapped, or empty, what I mean by trapped is you're trapped in this cycle of feeling nothing but negative emotions. So you're angry all the time, or you're panicked all the time, or you're anxious all the time, or you're frustrated all the time. And that's trapped in that cycle of negative emotions. You're very aware that you have negative emotions and you just stay there. You know, there's a lot of angry people in the world right now. And what I tell people right away is with regard to emotions, especially negative emotions, it go there, don't stay there. If you stay there, then that's when they actually get trapped. And again, there's a photography that shows this, because when they become trapped in the body, and if you have a tendency to, say, trap a lot of anger in your body, there will be a ball of energy that shows up on a photography, and it's around your liver, because the liver is the organ that produces the molecule that equals the feeling of anger. So you can see these large balls of trapped energy in the being, and that definitely affects your physical body and your movement, and everything's related. It all works together. So, yeah, we release those as we go along, and that starts the process of cleaning up the emotional body layer. And then
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. The next 10-day period is the mental body time. So 10 days on the mental body. And that's where it really gets interesting, because that's where there's a lot of resistance in people to give the attention to the fact that what they're feeding their mind, the information that they're allowing to feed their mind every minute of every day, is just as important as the nourishment that they're putting into their physical body. But a lot of people aren't ready to admit the influence of that. So that 10-day period, I ask a lot of questions, you know, starting with, how many times did you check your social media today? How many times did you check your email today? How many times did you read a text message today? And then at the end of the questionnaire, how many times did you allow the universe to feed your mind? How many times did you go within for answers to questions you have? So I try to guide people from the external information that they're bringing in, that because it's affecting their entire being. So I try to guide them to spending, you know, maybe doing a detox and cleanse from technology is just as important as a detox and cleanse from your physical diet.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's quite different.
And it's resistance. Yes. Is the people, oh, no, I can't possibly be without my phone. They use it for their alarm to wake them up, as if alarm clocks don't exist anymore.
Yep.
But they do.
Hey, you're talking to one.
When you look
you're
at
right.
your phone. Yes.
Oh,
so
my
when
God.
You look at your phone, to wake you up, do you just look at that and then put it right back down? Or then do you go right into, oh, my gosh, there's this many emails, there's this many text messages, I have to check my social media, et cetera, et cetera.
Crazy. Isn't it crazy? This sounds like a...
Yeah.
This sounds like a full-time job that you're outlining these 40 days, you know, but there is a portion of each day that is spent on this program. It's not full-time. We've got to get that across, right? How often do you communicate with your clients during this period?
Well, when I do take people on a private journey, or mm-hmm. I do couples, I will do a husband and wife, and that's a semi-private. Mm-hmm. And I will make contact. I'll make personal contact and do a session with them once a week. And it's a 10-day period, so it really ends up being more like two coaching sessions each 10-day period with each of those areas. Because what I find is people need to be reminded quite often that they're worth it. They make the time. And it doesn't take it takes a lot of awareness, and it takes a lot of discipline to remind yourself that these things are important and you are worth it. It's the journey back to me. You're coming back to know yourself and know that you have those resources inside of you to handle whatever problem is out there, because every issue you have, you created. So I remind you that every issue you have that you created, you can also solve. And that's what freedom is, the freedom to make the choices to create the reality in every aspect of your life.
You explain this really very, very well. You have a great website, and the website is anywheremindbodysoul.com. I mean, your practice is mind, body, and soul, but the website is anywheremindbodysoul.com. Get that, folks. Make note of it.
Yeah.
You know, before we run out of time, and you're on a good roll here, it's really pretty fascinating hearing you explain all of this. I know you had a tragedy with your son. Explain a little bit briefly how that impacted your life, and you've really kind of overcome that. Tell me about it briefly.
Well, I was a counselor in the 80s, and so I was a helper. I was always a helper. When my son was born in 1995, he was born healthy, happy baby boy, and after his 3-month vaccinations, everything started to change. So by the time he was 9 months old, we knew he was injured. He never spoke. He never walked. He never we went to one MRI and one neurologist appointment in his entire life, and it was such a negative experience that I never went back. I never went back to the doctors, and you know what? We never needed the doctors. We went into therapy because there was hope in therapy. So we went to physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, 5 days a week, every day of his life. And we decided that we were going to look at what could be done rather than what could not be done. And that's the way we lived his life. He lived 23 years. He taught me how to serve. And he taught me as a human being, and now that he's been spirit for 2 years, he's teaching me even more as spirit. So he's always with me. We endured a lot of things together. I learned really importantly how to, when he left and I thought I had lost my entire purpose in life and didn't have anything left to give, I spent the past couple of years in a lot of dark places trying to figure out how I could go forward, because serving him was an intense 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, 23-year job. And so it took me a little while to realize that I still have something to offer others. And this journey back to me, I took it myself. And that I learned to polish my pearl, and I learned to grow my pearl. And when we get to the fourth 10 days of the journey back to me, that's when we start talking about have a pearl, get to know that, get back into your soul, and once you realize that and people remember who they really are, that's when you learn the importance of shining brightly. And that's what Spencer taught me, was don't just survive. Surviving is boring. And he could have just been like a lot of children with profound physical disabilities and just been, you know, some of them lie and go nowhere all the time. We yeah. went everywhere. We did everything. We said, you know, we'll show you. And because when we came out of the hospital, he had RSV in 2012, and that put him on a ventilator. When we left the hospital, they said he won't live 2 weeks. And I turned around and looked at him and said, we'll see about that. And he lived 7 more years. So that's,
he obviously
yeah,
had a big role in your life and in what you're doing today. What about, we only have about a minute and a half left. What about the folks who take your course with you and go through it? Do you get great reactions from them? How do they respond?
I do. I love my clients, and my clients love me. And the emotion code work, especially when people's heart walls come down and they reawaken their emotional body and they start feeling their feelings again, it's the best feeling of all for them and for me, because it starts with that, working on each of the bodies separately and finding balance and repairing what needs to be repaired, and then reconnecting. Because, like I said, that fragmented approach to everything, now's the time to thread it all back together. And remember, the core of it is that pearl, and we want to grow and we want to shine that pearl. And to do that, we have to bring all those bodies back together and understand they all need attention every day and love, and that's, we have that gift. We are our own best specialist.
That's what you do. That's exactly right. That is what you do. Gina, you're marvelous. Lovely hearing your story. Gina Gale Gray has been our guest. Her website, again, is anywheremindbodysoul.com. Anywheremindbodysoul.com. If you go there, you'll learn all about what she does and how you can get in direct contact with her, and maybe how Gina can help you too. Okay, hopefully she can. Gina, thanks for being with us. It's been great having you as our guest. Okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Well, that'll do it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We thank you for being with us. See you next time. Bye for now.